Now let's pause and recap. We're each born at the infrared level, where our basic physiological needs dominate. Then we transition into the magenta level of magical thinking. After this second level comes the red level of development, where power, myth, and symbol become central to our consciousness. And at the next level, amber, we are caught in tribal identifications and a kind of fundamentalist religious sentiment of us versus them.
What we find is that any culture is actually a kind of layer cake. And it's a layer of individuals at these different levels. And so each culture varies. So in the United States, for example, and these percentages vary depending on how you measure them and which model you use and so on, but just generically, about 5% are at archaic, 5% are at magenta, 15% are at red, about 15% are at amber, traditional fundamentalist religion. Now we're moving into orange. About 30 to 40% is at orange. It's the largest single category we have. And as we'll see in a moment, that's modern science and rationality, business, and so on. And then the next stage, which is green and pluralistic, postmodern, multicultural, about 20, 25%. And then that new and remarkable level that's just starting to emerge, the integral, is about 5%. So we need to kind of look at the layer cake. So one of the primary items with different levels is that there's a different worldview, there's different motivation, there's different values, there's different drives, and so on. So if we look at the difference between amber, which was traditional mythic religious belief, the typical Catholic belief during the Middle Ages, for example, and then the rise of the Renaissance and the Western Enlightenment, which was the rise of orange, then you see a difference in government going from monarchical government to representative democracy. You see a rise in how you get knowledge, which goes from mythic given sources, such as the Bible, to experiment and evidence, such as science. If you look at slavery, for the first time in history, orange structures outlawed slavery. Every previous level, infrared, magenta, red, and amber, and that includes indigenous cultures, 15% of them had slavery. So these are major changes. And it also is an expansion of how wide your identity goes. So if you're at magenta, it's an egocentric identity. Essentially, you're just identified with self and what self is. That's your fundamental identity. By the time you get to amber, there's a capacity to take role of other. And that means your identity can expand to a group. Now, this group, of course, is the in-group, the saved group, the group of chosen people. So when orange emerges, its identity expands to world-centric. Now, when you're identified with the human race as a whole, there is no in-group and out-group. Therefore, there's no slavery. So slavery, in a 100-year period, was brought to a complete end for the first time in history. First time in history, slavery is out. Now from about 1770 to 1870, and it's gone. Every previous period thought slavery was part of nature, if you can imagine. I mean, we look at Greece as the great democracy, 1 out of 3 people were slaves. Representative democracy is new with orange, and ends the feudal economy with a monarchy, an aristocracy. And so it's very hard to avoid the impression, which Hegel first brought up, that each increasing epoch As he put it, each was adequate. Each succeeding one is more adequate. When orange emerges, it's the first universal form of thinking that we actually see. And so the Enlightenment was taken with universal truth. And so that's why it had universal sciences and universal philosophy and looking at things that were true for all humans, not just Catholics versus Hindus versus Jews. There wasn't a Jewish chemistry and a Hindu chemistry and a Catholic chemistry. There's just chemistry. And so all of that allowed, you know, enormous kinds of breakthrough to occur. It brought a third-person perspective thinking. And prior to that was second-person perspective, which brought a capacity to take the role of other and ethnocentric. And therefore, you know, the group identity, but only a particular group versus other groups. Third-person is objective scientific type of reasoning. And that's what allowed the rise of modern sciences and so on. Well, each level adds a perspective. So it goes from third person, second person perspective to third person perspective to fourth person perspective to fifth person perspective to sixth person perspective. And so when you move from third perspective or orange to fourth person perspective or green, all that really means is that green can reflect on orange. It can look at the conclusions of orange in a way that orange couldn't, because orange just had third-person perspective. Robert Keegan summarized development, as did I in Atman Project, as the subject of one level becomes the object of the subject of the next level. And so that means when you're at one level, when you're at red, you identified with red. You can see infrared and you can see magenta, but you can't see red. You can't look at it because it's what you're looking with. And so when you get to amber, you've transcended red. Now red becomes something you can look at. It becomes something you're aware of. But now you're not aware of amber. Now you're looking at the world through amber, so you can't see it. And then when you get to orange, you can look at amber, which was mythic religious thinking. Orange looked at that and said, infantile. Moses parting the Red Sea, are you kidding me? That's nonsense. And so we got the whole Western Enlightenment. But after about a couple hundred years of that, green started looking at science. And it decided not so much that it was just bad, but that there was a lot of other type of knowledge that was being left out, a lot of other type of experience that was being left out, and this fourth-person perspective was giving access to. And so that's where it started looking at literature and at interpretation and at hermeneutics and at all sorts of different types of knowing, not just objective scientific upper right quadrant knowing. And so it particularly introduced we forms of knowing. And that also brought a great sensitivity to marginalized humans. And so we had the civil rights movement and we had the environmental movement just exploded. Hate crime, feminism became taken very seriously. And the whole point was to try to drive towards a more egalitarian society. Now, it didn't succeed because it actually sort of loathed orange and it loathed amber and it loathed second tier, but it was sort of struggling in the direction of integral, which is the next and most stunning of all the levels so far.